Hey Southwest, and welcome to our Game Informer. I'm your host, Callisto Plarica, and we're here with our Southwest designers in training.
Hi, my name is Hightown.
Hi, my name's Rod.
My name is Gavin.
Hi, my name's Andre.
And today we're gonna be talking about The Last of Us. How do you guys wanna start those off?
The Last of Us? I actually had to get a chance to saw it, and like, I tell you what, it's like a faithful adaptation from the video game to the show. And then the first episode captured that like intensity that the story gave, like the fearful factor of like being alone, you see, like the zombies is not actually coming from like a virus, it's actually more coming from like a species, a plant, mushroom. Mm-hmm. Essentially mushroom. And right. Then like, what is, it's actually begs the question, how does mushroom create like, you know, this much tension and fear among the story, you know?
Well, I think, you know, going back to the game, it's, you bring up a good word, fear, because that is what it brings, right? Like think about it, like humans right now, like go look at the like pandemic, COVID, right? Everybody was afraid, right? Because nobody knew what it really contained. And then let's say it was something nearly as bad as with mushrooms in The Last of Us, obviously it'd be a different story. But the word fear is important because you really get that sense in the show and you get that sense in the game. You are afraid. Because you really don't know what's to come. You really don't.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, fear is like a major factor in video games. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, a game that incite fear can incite like a adrenaline rush among the player. You know, when out there in the open, it's scary, you know. So it's actually like brought up to like, you know, the overall arcing genre of like survival game. Like, right. What is like the best survival game you guys ever played?
I think the best survival game that I played so far is about a game called Forest. And it basically is about a character that is in an airplane, and basically the airplane crashes, and he's the only one that survives, and he has to scavenge around, build fortresses, and get resources to fight off these humans, which are cannibals that eat human flesh. And it's basically like somehow like a virus that they caught.
Whoa.
But nobody has discovered. And there's like this huge hole on the ground that you get to it, and then there's like a certain part where you have to finish. I haven't got quite that far to finish in the game, but it's a pretty cool game.
And you know, Andre, how you mentioned The Forest, I feel like just like The Last of Us made a show for their game, I feel like The Forest should also make a show for the game as well.
Yeah, that would be
cool. It also kind of brings in the aspects of fear, you know, like in The Last of Us, you have that character development, you know, that whole story, that plot that's going on and building up to the end.
Right.
So I definitely agree with your point about like how The Forest was like translated into like a show like perfectly, because like within that show, the story, it got like a very compelling character. You know, like you mentioned about like the character, I'm pretty sure he's like a dad, and like how him and his son like crashes from an airplane down, which was like really like horrible, and he made all these cannibalism. So I just want to point it out that like, and like the forest, like the monster is primarily like, what's it called? Monster, like actually like genuinely like humanoid monster, like not human. But like in the forest, it's actually how like, it actually like capture how like the fear factor is actually coming from human. Because like, you know, when these fear of like the monster, it's actually coming from greed, and you know, it's like these, like the biggest monster is actually human because like of conflict, you know?
Yeah, I think if they made a show about the forest, it'd be very interesting who they would like pick to act as the main character, because like you have to think about it, like any human being, like God forbid, but any human being could be in a situation where they are stranded somewhere. Mm-hmm. It could happen to anybody. So it's a very realistic scenario where you could be alone and stranded and have to fight for yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's like, who would they get to play that role to like embody that, those emotions, those fears, and all of that, and embody like overcoming everything? I think that'd be really interesting.
I mean, you say that like realistic, like stranded, right? But I mean, more like the father archetype of the character, you know, like anyone that's like is good at like portraying like a good father, I guess, is what
I
you
guess,
mean.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so like in the guy that played Pedro Pascal, the one that played the dad in in The Last of Us, He captured that father, that's like fatherly figures,
yeah,
perfectly,
yeah,
because he's caring, he's doing like what is necessary to like for the survival of like him and his daughter, even his means that like, you know, depriving others.
Yeah, so, also yeah. Like my bad for interrupting.
No,
also like a thing like in the forest, when they're on the airplane, there's like a scene could actually see the, so the father is talking to the son, and unfortunately the son actually dies in the crash.
Mm-hmm.
So the son is no longer with him, and mm-hmm. he rages at, and mm-hmm. He gets like the spiritual like visions of his son, like when he like is like at night times and stuff, and it's like
yeah.
pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Like you just see like the flashbacks and stuff, and then
yeah.
there's even like he gets like random flashbacks of like the human eaters or whatever.
Yeah, like
cannibals,
the cannibals.
Yeah, the cannibals.
The cannibalism,
yeah,
yeah,
eating his son and stuff. I'm like, what the hell? Like I never saw that happen, but it's like random things. It's crazy.
Yeah, like hallucination from like being by yourself, being like that paranoia. I mean, it come like in form of like all survival game, you know, like in Rust, right? Where like you feel like this, it's like you're stranded. You're out there, you're like playing with other player, but they're not like really like your friend,
yeah.
they are your enemy.
Right.
And then like they're like in a paranoia, like, you know. And then I like how the game Rust is actually can capture that fear perfectly, because how it's dark and you're in the middle of the night, and like
yeah.
you don't know foe or friend.
Right.
Everyone is a foe.
You
yeah.
can make a friend, but you don't know who you can trust. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can really connect that with a lot of things. Like in The Last of Us, the main character Joel loses his actual daughter and replaces it with like this other character. So that like emotional tension in these games really builds a very strong like scene and strong game.
Yeah, and then you pointed out like how the daughter was died. It's not actually like the zombie that killed the daughter of Joel. It's actually like the soldier that killed the daughter on accident, on the premise of that like he don't trust like Joel that like they
right.
are not infected.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of pointing back like if you're like in like a survival game, like a survival scenario, it's more like people that you're worrying about, not like monsters. So
I mean,
yeah.
yeah. Speaking of survival games, I do want to bring up Minecraft.
Minecraft, yeah.
For everyone here, I think that was the first like survival game that you probably played.
Yeah.
But I think Minecraft is so like different because it's like you don't really get that fear aspect. You more so get.
No, I wouldn't say that far.
Well, I'll
I say
tell you what.
As a little kid, you know, you get.
Yeah,
fear.
As a little kid,
okay,
yeah,
as a little
kid,
sure,
you do have that
I think
fear. Yeah.
The beautiful part about Minecraft is like your creative, like cognitive function, in your
mm-hmm.
brain, like. It opens up, like you get to think about anything you want to do and you can just do it. You can just do whatever you want to do. You can find a way and do it. And I think as a kid, like everyone here in Cleveland you played, it's like that was what the beautiful part of the game was. Like it was a survival game, but it really made you smarter, made you think outside the box, gave you that creative insight. And that's what, honestly, in my opinion, I think that's why Minecraft is probably the greatest survival game that I've ever played.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And something interesting I actually wanted to bring up is that, you know, when Netflix, you could actually play like the Minecraft show,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
you actually choose
the
decisions that like that going
that
goes
is
on
cool.
in the
that
story.
Is so
yeah.
cool.
That is cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I mean, just go back to the point about like Minecraft not instilling fears. I mean, I think I do.
Oh, yeah.
Fear is like you have this weight on you. You're like out in the yeah as a child.
As a
you're
child,
out in the
sure. I can agree. Yeah,
it's scary.
Child. Yeah,
it's actually like
sure.
a good entry towards like a survival game because it's like, actually. Invoke you to like provoke like a young child to like think about like resource management by being careful where you're going because it's like you have stuff on you that you don't want to lose.
No, yeah.
Yeah, and then like the thing about my Minecraft is that I actually think of like online survival Minecraft is might be better because it's like you know like that multiplayer component to it. You know, like we gotta deal with other players, like you know, like pitting against you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really like cool thing. But yeah, what do you think of like Minecraft online multiplayer, like online.
Oh, I mean, multiplayer was just.
We like random-ish, not with your friend.
No, you
got
random, like multiplayer.
Well,
like,
to be honest, I think Minecraft multiplayer kind of ruined the whole thing,
like
the survival part. Because,
no, for sure, for the survival.
Yeah, because they have like different servers where, you, like, I mean, most servers do have like survival parts of like that is still like in, like they can do.
Yeah.
But like most of like the multiplayer things are like.
Mm-hmm.
Different.
Like, yeah,
it's like Skywars, but
yeah,
like,
that's
oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
more
really
like
fun.
PvP.
It's more
yeah.
PvP.
Yeah.
I
find that stuff really fun, but it's not survival.
Yeah,
I wouldn't classify.
I mean, there's don't get me wrong.
But there's
still
modes.
Fun.
Yeah, there's
yeah.
modes that you can like do that.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
So, would you think like survival game is better suited as single player or multiplayer?
Single player.
Single player.
Single player.
Because then it all depends on you, and I think
I
that's
think
what
it's multiplayer.
I mean,
I would say multiplayer.
Multiplayer is probably more fun, but if you're gonna look at like the integrity of a survival game, I would say single player is usually how it's gonna go when you go with the integrity. But I think it's probably much more fun multiplayer.
See, like the thing that I'm actually enjoying right now is that The Forest 2 is coming out,
oh,
which
yeah.
they're bringing in multiplayer
right.
Survival.
Oh,
yeah,
so that should be a good role. how it plays out. So we'll check it out and see how it goes.
True, yeah. It added a more that like element of like human conflict into like a survival or a good mechanic, you know? So
yeah.
All right. Well, we'll end it here. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Callie.
My name is Hi Tom.
I'm Farhad.
I'm Gavin.
I'm Andre.
We'll catch you next time.